Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Kibera in Nairobi, Kenya is one of the world's largest slums. It's home to about 1 million people and a host of problems: violence, poverty, unemployment. But perhaps the biggest threat to Kibera's residents is the lack of sanitation and clean water. Shortages and contamination of the drinking water supply led to high rates of disease. But now Kibera is also home to a campaign to provide a simple, low-cost solution to the slum's water problem. Jessica Partnow has our story.
At the Stara Primary School in Kibera, students play in the shadow of a towering water tank. Their footsteps kick up clouds of red dust which hang in the humid air. Mary Muthini, who's better known as Teacher Mary, runs the school.
This school was started in the year 1999 with around six children who were orphans. Initially, we started like a feeding program, but then the vision of educating them came into our mind, and then we thought of, as much as we feed them, we should also be educating them.
Teacher Mary's school gets support from a donor in the Netherlands and scrapes by with occasional government help, like the 100 textbooks they recently received for a population of 500 students. Education, like most public services here, is unofficial. Even the supply of water comes from a patchwork system outside the city grid. Nairobi's water reaches the outer edge of the Kibera settlement. From there, water flows through a network of low-quality PVC pipes into the 2,500-gallon water tanks that dot the streets. Much of the water supply is controlled by private vendors, who charge Kibera residents over 10 times more than high-income residents of Nairobi, and sometimes create artificial water shortages. And that's for water that isn't always clean. The pipes break frequently, exposing the water to sewage. Again, Teacher Mary.
We had so many cases of waterborne diseases, such like typhoid, cholera, dysentery, just to mention but a few.
In 2007, the UN Development Program reported that 6 in 10 infants in Kibera die of waterborne diseases before the age of 18 months. For residents surviving on less than a dollar a day, paying for fuel for boiling or for chlorine tablets, on top of the price for the water itself, is out of reach. At a riverbank behind the school sit piles of garbage alongside tin houses and tangled barbed wire. The river here doubles as an open sewer. Yeah. 30-year-old Habiba Mohammed grew up in Kibera. A black headscarf frames her face, and a flash of gold sparkles from a front tooth as she speaks.
It's a pit latrine, so it can be used by more or less more than 1,000 people because it can't stay for...
She points to an outhouse shared by 1,000 people and says rather than stand in line, many residents prefer to use a flying toilet, also known as a plastic bag.
Like here, you can find most of the garbage here. If you had the guts to look, most of it is feces.
Mohammed works for the internationally funded Kenya Water for Health organization. She goes door to door trying to convince her neighbors to treat their drinking water using solar water disinfection, also known as SODIS. It's a low-tech approach to cleaning water.
So this is one way of treating water, drinking water at household level, using a UV light.
That's Joseph Otieno, Kenya Water for Health's SODIS project officer. He says all you need is a clear, soft plastic bottle.
So you the first time you get this water, you clean it. Then you fill it with water. Then you close it tightly. Then you expose the bottle to the sun for a minimum of 6 hours.
The sun's ultraviolet rays interfere with the metabolism and cell structure of bacteria, and they interact with oxygen in the water, creating highly reactive particles like oxygen-free radicals and hydrogen peroxides, which further damage pathogens. 6 hours in the sun, and the water is safe for drinking. SODIS was developed in Switzerland and is now used by 2 million people in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. Test after test has shown SODIS produces sanitized water that easily meets World Health Organization guidelines.
We always test our water so that we can show the community that the water is clean, it is safe for drinking.
Some find it hard to believe that SODIS actually works, Habiba Mohammed says she's even had doors slammed in her face.
Yeah, it happens. You come, they say, they are coming. They bang the door. They refuse it from the first day, and that remains. And I wish they'd refuse it and have an alternative, but they refuse it arrogantly. I've been taking this water for the past 50 years. Who are you to change me now?
But Kenya Water for Health reports that 250,000 Kibera residents are now using SODIS. There's been a 20% decrease in diarrhea cases since the program's inception in 2004 and a shrinking need for costly hospital visits. Teacher Mary saw an immediate change in the health of her students.
When SODIS came in, we actually observed a high reduction of the waterborne diseases. That is, we had no more complaints, no more pupils coming to complain about waterborne diseases anymore.
SODIS, oh SODIS, safe water. It is easy to make. Just get a bottle, plus the sun, and your water will be treated. SODIS, how wonderful it is.
Teacher Mary's students know all about SODIS. The idea is that children will encourage their parents to use the solar bottles as well as use them themselves. But while it's clear SODIS is making a difference, Habiba Mohammed is quick to point out that it's not a perfect solution. SODIS doesn't work on chemical contamination and can't be used to treat large volumes of water. During the rainy season, there's often not enough sunlight for SODIS to work. Mohammed encourages her clients to adopt another method of sanitization during that time. Her main goal, she says, is to keep her neighbors healthy.
Just as long as they don't take the water like it is, because we now understand that we've a bit tried to take people from taking raw water to make sure they take a step of improving their water, because water is life. At the same time, water is death.
Water is important in our life. We need water to drink, cook, and so on. Remember, good health depends on clean water, and that is SODIS. How wonderful it is.
For Living on Earth, I'm Jessica Partnow in Kibera, Kenya.
From waterborne diseases like cholera, we thank all Kwao stakeholders for giving us safe water and latrines, which has improved our learning. For these children concerned, thank you.
Our report on Kibera's drinking water was funded by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. Our website, loe.org, will link you to a multimedia feature about the project. On the next Living on Earth, remembering Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and the Nobel Peace Prize winner who's trying to ban the bomb.
Because a nuclear weapon is an instrument of genocide. It's not a weapon of war. Whom does it kill? It kills not only people, culture, environment. It destroys everything.
Fighting for peace, no nukes. Next time on Living on Earth from PRI. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Ashley Ahern, Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Ingrid Lovett, Helen Palmer, Mitra Taj, and Jeff Young, with help from Sarah Calkins and Marilyn Gavoni. Our interns are Luke Borders, Kim Gittleson, and Jessica Lee Smith. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us at loe.org. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs around the world. Uncommon heroes dedicated to the common good. Learn more at skoll.org. and Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.